Fans of college football are on pins and needles to see what form the upcoming season takes. Rumors are circulating that the Crimson Tide may only play against teams from the Southeast Conference in the fall. Another possible scenario means no games at all until the spring. It's not just the coaches, players, and fans who are waiting. College sports makes a big impact on Tuscaloosa's economy as a whole. APR student reporter Jamie Jefferson reports on what the impact sports, or a lack thereof, could have on the state's economy.
We could get by if football season were modified to a great extent.
That's Jim Page. He's president and CEO of the West Alabama Chamber of Commerce. The COVID-19 outbreak has already closed down the March Madness basketball tournament for the first time in league history.
Watson's pass complete to number 7, Mike Williams. Tackled by number 28, Anthony Averett.
Page says local businesses are wondering if college football is next.
There's no question in my mind, though, we would lose some businesses that would close their doors for good, because I do think there are a lot of them that are just kind of keeping – they're staying afloat until they can get to football season. If football season were to be greatly affected in any shape, form, or fashion, I think that would be the death knell for a lot of them.
Brought down by number 56, Tim Williams. Gain of 3, 2nd and 7 at the 46.
The sports industry accounts for over $14 billion in direct earnings each year nationwide. Tuscaloosa, in particular, could lose close to $200 million of economic impact if football alone does not return in the fall. The home of the Crimson Tide isn't the only concern. Auburn says its university and the alumni who support the Tigers contribute close to $6 billion to the state. The University of Alabama at Birmingham adds an additional $36 million to that total.
It would be catastrophic.
That's Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox.
Well, in a normal year, Alabama football is, for the metro area, somewhere between $180 to $200 million of economic impact. For the city, that's tens of millions of dollars of direct and indirect tax revenues that we receive. So economically, it's certainly vital.
Not only does the football season bring in money from fans, but it also brings in more students. Football season being canceled could potentially cut the size of the college's student population. Maddox says fewer students mean less money for local businesses like restaurants and bars.
You would likely see dozens, if not hundreds, of businesses close. You certainly would see a precipitous drop in tax revenue, which ultimately would be a reduction in services. It would be catastrophically, economically, to the community and financially to the city.
Mayor Maddox says Tuscaloosa could survive a canceled football season, but campus observers say what the community and economy would look like after is something no one truly knows.
And for sports in general, it was, through all my events and everything else, it was about $36 million we lost in economic impact.
That's Stan Adams. He's the director of sports for Parks and Recreation Association.
Just from my sporting events, from where everything got shut down in March through essentially June 15th.
Adams' department alone is proposing multiple plans of budget cuts due to the unknown nature of what fall could look like. He quotes local tourism figures that hotel occupancy was at 13%. That's down from 75% the year before. Adams says money isn't the only concern.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think the economic impact is a main driving factor on it. But I mean, I think you've seen from past tragedies we've had, would be 9/11 or the tornado here. I mean, you know, the football team was such an integral part of just restarting things.
Adam says sports are important to people, especially in Tuscaloosa.
But obviously, like, impact is a huge part of this with sports. But I think just normalcy. I mean, that's what everyone's kind of missing right now. And I think it's, sports is always the first thing that comes back.
Yeah, I think the name of the game here is more mitigation and reducing the risk of transmission.
Brett Bentley is a sports and family medicine physician for the University of Alabama.
It is going to be very difficult, impossible, to have 100% prevention of this, you know, incredibly contagious disease, but to do everything we can in our power to slow the transmission of it.
Bentley says there are a variety of ways coaches, parents, and players can help reduce the transmission of the disease as sports begin their return. If these are enforced, Bentley believes sports have more benefits than risks.
I'm wholeheartedly in support of youth sports and high school sports coming back. I think it does wonders for the not only physical conditioning of these young athletes, but also just from a mental health standpoint. They need to get out and be active. But, you know, there's a lot of preventative measures that can be made by coaches and parents and even the players themselves to slow the transmission.
Various new rules related to sports have been created to also help with this reduction. The list includes roster restrictions, equipment cleaning, masks in dugouts or on benches, and an expanded sideline. Bentley doesn't know if that's enough.
It's hard to ignore the spike in cases. I still feel like the acuity of cases is dropping, but the number of cases is increasing, mainly because we're testing a lot more. But your public health folks are going to have a hard time signing off on football starting or any other sport when cases are increasing as quickly as they have been in the past week or two.
In the debate between safety and sports, safety will likely win out, resulting in a tumultuous economic climate for the state. Jim Page says while sports tend to help Alabama, it could be a double-edged sword.
The flip side of that is that when you're dealing with a unprecedented health pandemic like we're dealing with right now, it's going to impact a community like ours more than others. So we benefit more than others during good times, and we suffer more than others during bad times.
Page says in order to save football season, people must do the little things. Wearing a mask, social distancing, and washing your hands are things everyone can do in order to help ensure a season is played. Jamie Jefferson, APR News in Tuscaloosa.